Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the local hero folks, and Adam Martin from Martin's Farm. Devon, Phil comes in here and he brings these farmers and these restaurateurs. They bring me all these delicious foods. You brought Adam from Martin's Farm, who brought essentially a bag of poop.
Hey, listen, it is the best gold dirt you'll ever find in the area, Monty. And some people do eat dirt, you know. It might do you a little good to get some
greeniness. I think it usually means you have
diet.
Some sort of disorder, or like you're lacking in certain minerals when you crave eating dirt like that. But Adam from Martin's Farm here, what did you bring in this bag of poop?
So, yes, I did bring some of that black gold.
Black gold. Texas tea.
No, I brought you some magical black gold to show you what our end result of the composting of the green cycle, what it looks like.
Yeah, all right.
How it works.
This gold here, right, is made
up of... Is it really called
of...
black gold?
Yeah, it's just an analogy word for, you know, people calling compost black gold.
Yeah, magical things grow out of it.
Right.
Because Adam goes around to all places in the valley, picks up the food waste, and turns it into this great product that we can put on our gardens.
What kind of waste went into this?
A lot, actually. So it's cardboard, it's food waste.
Mm-hmm.
It can be produce, a poultry, dairy, paper, wood, haylage, manures.
What is haylage?
On our farm, we have 90 acres. We grow certain types of grasses for the compost with different types of carbon and nitrogen ratios. So we mow that like as a farmer does for mowing hay.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of baling it, we chop it. And we incorporate that into our compost, again, to add certain properties of the carbon nitrogen that we are needing for the complete successful process.
What is manure?
Well, manure is animal waste.
How manure,
I wanted to see
know?
If I could get you to say poop, but that's all right.
No, you already said that in
I
the
know,
opening
that's right.
act.
I did. It's interesting, though, to me that we have one of the backyard composters, that Darth Vader helmet-looking thing, and,
yes.
you know, we put our stuff in there. We don't put animal products in there, though, so how are you doing that?
Because we are a larger-scale composting farm, our temperatures exceed above 133 degrees,
mm-hmm.
and those are the temperatures that we're looking for, above 133, not any higher than 160,
mm-hmm.
and what those represent is the activity of the microorganisms. So throughout this process, it's a 13-week process of ideal weather conditions that we can take all those items that were listed, the cardboard, paper, the food waste, manures, haylage, wood, from start to finish to be able to be screened. And we also do let it cure for a month or better before we sell it, because we don't want it to be hot. We don't want it to still be warm.
Right.
We want it to be readily available for the soil.
Are you putting it in an oven, or like how are you controlling the temperature?
Yeah, a big oven. No, we are. We do our composting method is a windrow method.
Describe a windrow.
A windrow is a very long row. Ours are about 8 to 10 feet high, about 12 feet wide, and 500 feet long. Of all those items that I described in the beginning,
uh-huh.
they're all ground up and ratioed, because again,
right.
you can't just grind up paper and food and expect to have great results. You have a 30-to-1 carbon nitrogen ratio
mm-hmm.
that you need to be able to have a healthy and successful composting cycle.
How can you control the temperature?
How do we control the temperature is we have a special machine called a windrow turner. So we turn the row with that machine, and what that does is that helps introduce oxygen into the windrow to feed the microorganisms. We're also metering temperature and moisture.
If there's a bustle in your windrow, don't be alarmed now.
A bustle.
It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Stairway to Heaven.
If there's a bustle in your hedgerow.
It's gosh. A hedgerow in that.
Yes,
anyway.
You're right.
Yes.
There is.
He Sorry. Ate too much of that compost.
Yeah, right. Don't eat dirt, kids.
You know, Monty, isn't it fascinating that there is a major science behind this?
Yeah.
Like the knowledge that Adam has his whole life, he's been on this farm.
Mm-hmm.
So like he has gained all this knowledge that his dad had and gone to school and is working and owning the farm himself now. It's a process. It's a science, and it's not something that can be taken lightly.
And what's surprising just talking to you about it is like I'm a big wine snob, and if you talk to people that make wine, you know, they're looking for this perfect balance. They're looking for these perfect temperatures. They got to have these perfect conditions, and it's almost like you're a winemaker, but you're making dirt. And
if it weren't fine dirt,
and if it weren't
soil.
For fine dirt, there wouldn't be the wine.
I think I'm very tough on myself and our team that we want to have the best compost around. You know, even just the other day, I had somebody approach me that said, "Hey, I used your compost last year, and I had the best garden I've ever had. And saved me between $2,000 to $3,000 on produce. They had a larger scale garden in the backyard. That made me happy.
Mm. And Monty, one thing he didn't mention on his website, which I thought was really fantastic, is for consumers that are interested in determining how much soil or loam or compost they need, he has a calculator that will do that math for you.
Oh, I hate math. Kate, I had to use a calculator online today to find out how old I am. Anyway, Adam Martin from Martin's Farm, Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, by localfood.org.